We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy, and Prem on the Mixed Breakfast.
So we do this very ad hoc. But if you want to promote your business, you want to talk about it, you want us to interview, you can. You just need to reach out to our sales team at Astro Media Solutions and we'll bring you on board.
Yeah, we've got the Mixed Chat to Chat.
Got something to sell or to talk about? Come and join us on Mixed Chat to Chat.
Now, normally when, you know, someone gets married here in Malaysia, right, they're always thinking about starting a family.
Yeah. But sometimes starting the family, it's not the easiest thing, right?
Yeah.
You think nature would be able to take its course? No. Sometimes we need a little bit of an extra help.
Yeah. Fertility issues is on the rise. That's a fact.
Yeah, it is.
That's why today, to help educate us more on the topic, is Dr. Wilkinson.
So, hi everyone. I'm Dr. Wilkinson. I'm an obstetrician, gynecologist, and fertility specialist from Alpha IVF.
And that's what we're going to be zooming in on today. Right, so Dr. Wilkinson, is there actually a growing trend here in Malaysia where you've got Malaysian couples, Malaysian women who are seeking specialised support when it comes to fertility issues?
There is, actually. Fertility is a rising issue, and especially when you are talking about more developed countries, you know. So globally, the rate is about 1 in 6 couples have problems getting pregnant.
Wow.
And there are many factors that contribute to this. One of the major factors is delay in marriage, so they take later to get married and delay in trying to get pregnant. And as we know, when a woman is older, their egg quality decreases, their egg reserve also decreases. So as we push motherhood and marriage to a later age, and this could be due to many factors including work, career, or all sorts of other factors, but all this will mean that it will be more difficult for the couple to get pregnant.
Right.
Yeah. So having said this, right, we have identified that there are a lot more women who are career women these days, and we have identified that there is a delay in marriage or even getting pregnant. So what can a woman who is in this position, who is chosen to delay her marriage or to get pregnant, do to safeguard her eggs, for example?
So one of the best methods is to do egg freezing. What it means is that when you are young, when you are still focused on your career, or perhaps you have not found the right partner yet, so you will do egg freezing, where there's a procedure we will do where you collect your eggs when you're young, we freeze them and we keep them so that you can use it when the right time comes.
What is this age? What will be the best age, or is there a time frame as well?
Well, there is no age, because generally fertility declines with increasing age, but most studies shows that there is a sharp decline in fertility. There's a sharp decline in quality of the eggs after the age of 35.
We got a couple of questions for you, Doc. For a female, just how safe is it to freeze their eggs?
Freezing egg is generally quite safe these days. It's generally quite safe. Like, for example, in Alpha IVF, we use a technology called cryotech.
Okay.
Cryotech vitrification is a method of freezing the egg that ensures that the egg would survive a very high survival rate and a very minimal damage to the eggs. Because like you said, you know, when you keep frozen, it might come out, and then get when you thaw it, they might be dropped in the quality, or some eggs may not survive. So we actually invested a lot of money to learn this cryotech vitrification method. And with this method in Alpha IVF, we can ensure a very, very high survival rate for eggs.
Okay.
And in terms of, you're talking about embryos, meaning that once the egg has been fertilized and become an embryo and is frozen, our survival rate for embryo freezing is actually 100%.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
That's actually quite good.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of a process does actually one go through? So they decided, okay, yes, I'm going to go and freeze my eggs. Is it a difficult process? Do they need to go and visit the hospital like every day or every week?
Yeah.
So the process is, you don't have to see the doctor every day. You probably see the doctor maybe about 3 to 4 times throughout the whole process. You first start with the initial consultation, where we do the assessment. On the first day, you come with your partner. The partner would do a sperm test to look at the quality of sperm, if you're talking about IVF.
Yeah.
Right. But if you're talking about egg freezing itself, right? So you come on the first day, we will have some blood tests to look at your general health. We look at your virus status, make sure you're not having any infective diseases. Then we'll do a scan, and we'll see how much egg reserves you have. Then that way we can predict how many eggs you will get each cycle. So patients who have a lot of eggs, younger patients with a lot of eggs, you may have to only do 1 or 2 cycles. But if you're a bit older, we have less eggs, you may have to do a few more to collect more eggs. Then you will start an injection on the first day of your next period. And we will see you about 2 or 3 times in between for a scan to just look at how fast the eggs are growing. And on the day that the eggs are ripe and most optimum for collection, which is usually about day 14 plus minus 1 or 2 days. We will bring you to a theater, operation theater. Anesthesiologist will give you anesthesia. You go to sleep, and using a simple procedure using a needle, we will remove all the eggs that is already huge, large.
Mm.
Then the embryologist will clean them a little bit, and then they will freeze them.
So let's say, doctor, a family decided to take this as an option, right? What are we looking at when it comes to the price?
So our special egg promotion program for egg freezing is at an exclusive rate of 18,000 ringgit. Additionally, this comes with 3 complimentary consultation sessions with our partnering traditional Chinese medicine practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So it's 3 complimentary sessions of acupuncture that will come together with the package. So what's in the $18,000 package is consultation with the doctors, the medication you will need, the procedure that you have, the anesthesia, the OT cost, removing the egg. Those will all be included.
How about storage though? Does it include like a yearly fee maybe?
The first year is included in the package.
Okay.
Subsequently, mm-hmm. there will be a small fee that you need to maintain every year just to maintain the freezing.
Oh,
okay, so and this also encourages you to quickly get pregnant lah, in a way.
Correct. I mean, because freezing, there will be some cost in freezing the liquid nitrogen
and
the stuff and the space and the tank. Because you see, our tank, we actually have tanks that are, we can move our tank in terms of emergency. So let's say there's a fire in our lab. Our tank comes with wheels, you know.
Whoa.
So our teams will come and evacuate.
Go.
Yeah, run away with the tank.
Eggs on wheels.
Yep, eggs on wheels.
Stop it, Arnie, please.
Dude, what?
You were sounding really smart.
It's so hard. I always get like this when doctors are around. I don't know why. Is it nervousness?
So these are always associated costs with it. So there's a small fee that we collect from patients to maintain the freezing every year.
Yep. Okay.
Wow. Doctor, thank you very, very much. It's been very educational. Apologies for my behavior.
Okay, thank you very much for having me here. Hopefully, I can spread more awareness to our Malaysian public regarding egg freezing and how we can improve their fertility and help them become a parent one day.
Just the way you like it.
You like it.
Everything 100% real.
True story.
The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD and Frame.